The recently passed omnibus legislation seeks to establish a transparent and coherent regime to govern all tax incentives. It's a key feature of the government's tax reform program. Head of the Department of Economics at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Damien King, says this reform will bring about a fairer tax system, promote growth, and bring in revenue. Dr. King was speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
Damien, your overall views on the omnibus tax legislation and how it improves what existed before. Large numbers of incentives to various sectors.
When I say we, I'm just talking about how economists like to view what are the key elements of a platform for economic growth. We think the tax code and reforming the tax code in Jamaica is what you call low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
Many of the other issues, like balancing the budget, involve trade-offs. The kind of trade-offs we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to balance the budget, you have to balance the contractionary influences in the short run
That's
with the benefit
right.
in long run.
Yes.
You know, you need good quality infrastructure that involves expenditure, which is going to challenge you on the balancing the budget side to get the benefit in the long run, that kind of thing. Reforming the tax code is going to give you a fairer tax system, which is going to promote growth. It is going to bring in revenue, and it is going to allow you to deal with the equity issue more fairly. It has no drawbacks.
It has no drawbacks?
It has no drawbacks. A simpler, more uniform tax code improves on all fronts. There's nothing to be gained from a convoluted, complex, unfair tax system. There's nothing to be gained from it. When you have a tax system that uses up resources that can only be exploited by large companies that have to hire Ernst & Young to do all their work for them and that have big tax departments, nothing is gained.
But Damien, when you take away the discretionary powers of a minister to make a judgment about an industry or a company that could make a significant difference to the economy, you're taking away potential wealth.
Let me say two things. People view paying taxes as punishment. If you are going to go about business in Jamaica and you want to drive on the roads and you want the police to be able to catch the people who pick your pocket, those are costs that you have to cover
externalities
as a legitimate cost of business.
Yes.
You must pay for those costs. Mm-hmm. If you are only profitable by not paying for those costs, then you have a loss-making business and you should not be in business.
Yes. But we're talking about using tax now as an incentive, Damien.
This is what I'm saying. So it can't be an incentive for you to stay in business only if you're a loss-making business. If you can only stay in business by not paying taxes, then you should not be using up resources. You shouldn't be using up working capital. You shouldn't be using up labor. You shouldn't be using up factory space. Those resources must go into profitable businesses. Businesses that can cover all of its costs. And as long as you are usurping those resources while making losses and not paying taxes, you're holding the economy back. And the minister's discretion is stagnating the economy and wasting resources. And here's what the minister's discretion does. When the minister says, I am going to give a waiver, everybody named King, resources get wasted in three ways. It loses the taxes from everybody named King. Then everybody named Peart starts to lobby the minister for the King waiver to be extended to the Peart waiver. So instead of Peart's producing goods and services, Peart's waste resources starting to lobby. Then the minister's staff has to expand twice. One, to deal with the application from the Peart's and the Mackenzies and from the Joneses. And then to expand further because some of the Peart's and the Mackenzies and the Joneses aren't lobbying the minister for the extension. They are trying to get fake IDs to pretend they are kings.
That's right.
So they have to be
so
policed
corruption.
And caught.
Yes.
And corruption.
Corruption.
All of this
corruption.
Takes place, you know, because the minister has granted a waiver
yes.
to people named King. Let's get all of that. Let's have everybody pay the same tax rate, regardless of your name, regardless of your industry, regardless of your business, and all the resources go to producing goods and services.
Head of the Department of Economics at the University of the West Indies, Dr. Damien King, speaking in an interview with Ian Boyne.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.